punk and the schooner. No one is punk.
We have show number 28 here of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I'm Das Crooner. Who in God's name are you, Gene?
Yo, I am Noise Punk right up here with Das Crooner, show number 28. And today we really have a special show because we have no guest.
That's right.
There's no guest. Why do you ask? No guest on Noise Punk and Das Crooner? Are the pigs flying outside you're checking? No, they're not flying. This is not it. This is a very special show because what the show is about is...
Your money!
Money! Oh, we should have said that.
Let's do it again. Money!
Yay, money! Okay, so what is all this? What are you saying? Money. Oh, don't turn off your radio your computer
yet. Don't click off.
I heard the word. Basically, this is a fundraising show.
Yeah, basically. You know, like they do on PBS, except I think we're a lot more entertaining.
We're more entertaining and we're going to raise much more money.
Yeah, because you know we're worth it.
We're worth it. Anyway, so basically it costs money to put the show online. It doesn't cost money to put the show online, but it costs money to keep these shows online, and we have 28 or 27 of them online on calvos.org, calvos, calvos.org.
And we know you need more.
And we need more, and for us to do more, we need to give a couple dollars to the organization. Yo, the organization people need some money to keep us on. So
that's right.
We're going to tell you this throughout the show, but the simple thing is go to calvos.org.
Calvos.org.
K-A-L-V-O-S.org.
K-A-L-V-O-S.org.
Click on PayPal and give $1,000. No, I'm joking. Give as much as you want or as little as you want, but, you know, the more you give...
Because you know we are worth it.
Yeah. The more you give, the less chance of me coming over your house and you up. So what we're going to do is Charles and I will take this opportunity, that Scrooge and I, to play some music, play some of our own music, but also playing various music relating...
To money.
To money.
Or not.
Or not. And the first thing we'll play is from my chamber opera called...
Money!
That we've been performing around the world. We did it in New York, in Austria. We're taking it to Sicily, Catania, then to Milan. In the upcoming years, though, this is maybe in the future you're listening to, so maybe already we have done it. Great concert in Sicily, Charles.
That's right. Oh, yeah, it was wonderful. Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, the title song of this opera, this top, is Money. And we're going to play you. This is performed by my band Sound Liberation, and it's from my opera Money. The song is called Money, featuring Criminal Cello and Noise Punk rappers. Check it
out.
Money, M-O-E-Y, gotta get the cash,
cause you got to fly.
Money, M-O-E-Y, gotta get the cash,
cause you got to fly.
Money, M-O-E-Y, gotta get the cash,
cause you got to fly.
Money, M-O-E-Y, gotta get the cash,
cause you got to fly.
Cash flow, chasing the dollar, while you follow trends. Get caught up in a cycle that never ends. Make your money so you can spend it on the weekends. Choose your friends by the clothes and the dollar that they spend. I laugh at you when I pass you like an ad, and you're too stupid to realize that you are fad. But I still hit that ass and call you pretty till I'm finished. When I'm finished, you diminish. Your status depends on your image. Advertising manipulates, controls your fate, so you can buy more shit and pretend that you are great. Reduces art to a demographic. Your money's plastic. With enough money, I could even pay to get your ass kicked or even licked for the bullet from the clip. You think you got power, but without your money you ain't shit. Capitalism sucks, communism's no solution. I guess I'm making money to the sound like revolution.
Money, M-O-E-Y, gotta get the cash,
cause you got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause you got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause you got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause you got to fly.
Here is a question everyone could relate to. What you need money for? Movies, you can take an A to, or points you can miss an A to, or a college education classes for which you can be late to. I've known lots of the rich bastards, the lunch of the green, some of the dumbest grads, you know the ones I mean. Acting all snotty, stuck up, obscene. I never let this shit pass. I wouldn't let the bitches lick my ass. I wouldn't spit in their general direction. I wouldn't let the mother suck a piece of my erection. I feel sorry for these bitches, they got money and all the riches. But if you understand what the great minds teach us, you don't need cash to make your life all peaches. Just love, knowledge, and the respect that these bring you. Follow this advice and you should be a king too. Not a shallow, all that glitter's a gold one, but a master of the universe, pass me a cold one. Trust your soul, do your version of the good book. Aw, shit, and here comes the money hook. Money,
M-O-E-Y, gotta get the cash,
cause they got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause they got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause they got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause they got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause they got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause they got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause they got to fly.
Money,
M-O-E-Y,
gotta get the cash,
cause they got to fly.
An excerpt from the chamber opera Money by Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk, here on Noise Punk and Dust.
Yeah, maybe we'll play some more stuff from the opera later. Maybe we'll play your aria.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
I don't know.
I'll kill you.
Yes.
All right. What's next? You know what? So, okay.
By the way, we need your money.
Yeah, we need your money. But yeah, I'm like so used to just going to the next thing. But actually, we're here to raise some money. So if you go on and donate some money to the Noise Punk and Dust Crooner show.
And where should they do that?
Go to calvos.org. Press on PayPal. I think you could just email. Well, you could just go to PayPal and put it in the account called calvos@calvos.org. I don't know. Just go to calvos.org and you'll figure it out.
The need for money is all too clear when you go on that site.
Which site? Oh. Are you saying it's a bad site?
It's a great Oh, it's a wonderful site, but they need money.
You need money. Okay. Anyway, so let's keep playing music that relates to the subject of money. Charles, I know that you have a piece. You could play your own, or he brought a bunch of CDs.
Yes, I brought something. Just to give you an example of how much we all need money, there's a wonderful piece by one of my hero composers, John Adams. One of my not that he's a hero of mine, but rather I'm a hero of his.
What?
Years ago.
You're a hero of his?
What did I just say?
you said you're sorry. A hero of his. He doesn't even know you.
Yes, he does. But but any case, if I were 20 years older than him, then I would be his hero. Got it. Anyway.
What?
Never mind. He wrote a wonderful work entitled El Dorado. It's a two-movement work for orchestra they wrote about 10 years ago. And the first movement is a movement entitled A Dream of Gold. And the whole subject matter is based on the need for money. All these people scrambling and going as far as killing each other for it. And so this seems a very relevant piece to this segment of our show here. So that's what I thought we'd play.
Interesting, Charles. Very interesting that you picked this piece.
So yes, the movement one, A Dream of Gold, from his work El Dorado, featuring the Halle Orchestra under the direction of Kent Nagano, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Yeah, what a rush. A Dream of Gold, the first movement of El Dorado by John Adams. That was the Halle Orchestra under the direction of Kent Nagano.
Halle, Halle, Halle!
Yeah. You sound Arabic. What's with you, man?
I'm writing this piece.
Have some Halle.
For Bach and the Middle East, and I got a lot of Middle Eastern influence. That was a good piece. Anyway, if you like that piece, please, or if you don't like that piece, I don't care. Just give us some money.
We need your money!
Calvos.org. Call in. Not call in. You can't call in. Go to online. Go to your computers. Turn it on.
Which
go
is?
Go to the Internet Explorer or Safari.
Yes.
Charles is learning here. He's like, wait a minute. That's how you do it? All right. And then go to calvos.org. Press
calvos.org.
Press
K-A-L-V-O-S.org.
PayPal.
In fact, you're probably there already since you're listening to the show, which means you've already made it there. So all you... Yeah.
Oh, they're already online.
They're already online if they're listening to the show.
Yeah, that's right. You're probably already on the damn site. Go find the PayPal function and give $5, $10.
I corrected Das Crooner. I'm Das.
That's Crooner.
You're gay.
Okay. We've put together a little medley. Yes, a little medley. Throughout all our shows, we have 27 of them. This is 28. Sometimes, not always, we do a little thing called the program note section.
Yes.
Where Charles or somebody reads a program note about some music that we're about to play, and the other people in the room, which is myself and the guest or somebody, try to improvise and play some music around his reading, trying to disturb him a little, but maybe even help him.
Influence.
Influence, yes.
Ultimately, I laugh my ass off.
Ultimately. So here they are, five of them in a row that I found that I liked. The program notes of... what should I call this? The program notes read by... No. Because the first one is read actually by Sean Satin.
Yeah.
So this is just the program corner. The program note corner.
Yes.
Of Noise Punk and the Crooner.
Here on Noise Punk and the Crooner.
After the sensational success of his Fountains of Rome, completed in 1917... Respighi composed two more tone poems on Roman subjects, the Pines of Rome and Roman Festivals. Each depicts in highly colored orchestral style four contrasting aspects of a characteristically Roman site. An Italian critic has claimed that Respighi's Rome was the decadent modern Rome of the sensualist and epicure De Annunzio, rather than classical Rome. However that may be, Respighi and the orchestral painter commanded a palette of spectacular range and subtlety and occasion, as in the Pines of Appian Way, of overwhelming power. Respighi was a frankly eclectic artist, influenced most strongly by his teacher Rimsky-Korsakov, with whom he worked in Russia, but also by the French Impressionists, by Richard Strauss, and at least in passing... by Gregorian Chant. His Pines of Rome, composed in 1924, was first heard at Augusteo Molinari. It was given its American premiere by the New York Philharmonic in Carnegie Hall on January 14, 1926, under the direction of Arturo Toscanini.
Joseph Pearson, composer, pianist, born in Detroit in 1950, has written works for a wide variety of media, including orchestra and chamber works. They have been performed at numerous venues, including Merkin Concert Hall, Weill Recital Hall, Symphony Space in New York, and throughout the U.S., Eastern Europe, and Russia. Since 1983, Mr. Pearson has been co-director of the Composers' Contorians in New York. He studied at the Eastman School of Music and the University of Michigan, DMA 1981. Pearson's teachers included composers Leslie Bassett, Joseph Schwantner, and informally, Otto Luening and Elie Zigmeister in New York.
I got blisters on these fingers.
Awkward moment, party of three. Notes on Book of Pictures. Rainer Maria Rilke has been a source of inspiration for many of the vocal works that I have written. These songs were composed when a young vocal student approached me with this book of poetry by Rilke, asking me if I had ever read any of his work. At the time, this vocalist was preparing to sing three songs I had written on poems of William Blake and was interested in another set. I borrowed this book and sat home reading it. He had marked up my page. All right, enough already. You got me. Yeah. Did you finish the program? Writing electronic and acoustic chamber works. Robert Voisey's composition oscillates from ambient to romantic, often featuring his own voice as the primary instrument. Originating from a non-traditional education, Robert Voisey embraces a variety of media to both present and create his music. As artistic director of the 60x60 Project, vice president of programs for the Living Music Foundation, and founder of Vox Novus, he pioneers innovative approaches to promote, sustain, and disseminate the music of today's composers. I made it to the end! First time ever!
Well, no, I farted, sorry.
Yes, okay, let's give it a shot. Let's see, the Concerto Grosso, first of all, I got that in French. Let me get the English translation. What the hell are you doing, man? Yeah, okay. Oh, yes, his mother was a Volga German. His father was of Russian extraction. This Concerto Grosso number 1 is dedicated to Gidon Kremer and was composed in 1976 to 77. It is written for, so to speak, a concertino group consisting of two violins and a tutti for string orchestra, harpsichord, and a piano. It both prepared. The composer himself played both keyboard instruments in performances in the Soviet Union and in Austria. The first performance took place in Leningrad in March of 1977, and the work attracted international attention at the Warsaw. All right, already! Stop it already!
Oh, that was cathartic.
The program note corner, and actually the bio corner. There was some bios
there,
in there
some
as
bios,
well.
Basically, recitations and attempts to make me and Sean Satin laugh. Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Well, we should...
We need your money!
We should ask you for some money. Please give us some money.
Calvos.org, which you're probably on, but then you go to what link on that site?
There's a PayPal link.
PayPal!
You might be also listening to this show on Podorama, but I don't know. They're not asking for money yet, so just give it to...
Calvos.org, and then ultimately PayPal.
PayPal. And the, I don't know. If you want to pay Podorama too, you could. But I don't think so. I don't know. Oh, man.
What have you just did?
I don't know. Just put it on Calvos.org.
Calvos.org.
Okay, that would be great. Now, let's go play some more music.
What do you
want to play a piece of yours, or should
I? Yeah, I guess this is a good segment.
You know what I wanted to play?
What do you want to do?
I want to talk about Sound Liberation for 1 second.
Okay, please. Well,
and this will be your singing.
Maybe it will be.
And then we'll play your piece. Okay. This doesn't exactly... basically, my band, Sound Liberation, which Charles is the lead operatic and crooner singer in...
Yes.
Just recorded, finished an album called Open Up Your Ears and Get Some, and it's going to be released in March 2008, or has already been, if you're in the future, on Cold Lenure Records.
If you don't have it, you guys are idiots. You know you should have it.
Yeah, you know, if you don't, that's right, this is years later. And
we need your money!
We need your money from all sources here,
yes.
So buy the album. Okay. But we're going to play one song, and this song, it's from Don Giovanni, and he didn't really care about money.
Yeah,
right?
because he was kind of rich.
He was rich. Okay,
Giovanni was a rich guy.
So this guy has having maybe more of a love problems. Or not problems. He's
not
just
really
having problems.
He's a whore, basically.
He's just a whore.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about money.
And he has money. He has enough money, so he does what. So he has to satisfy his own personal needs because he has all that money.
Exactly.
And that's where sex comes in.
And this song is called...
De Vieni alla Finestra, a rearrangement, sort of, by Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk.
This is my band, Sound Liberation, featuring Charles Dust Crooner Coleman singing, and it's my piece that I arranged of a Mozart piece, I don't know, arranged, it's an electronic nightmare is what it is.
That's one way to put it. Just hear for yourself, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
And if you like it, buy the album, and also give us money for this show.
Pitbull!
per gioia mia con me crudele. Lasciati almen vedere mio bel amore.
A unique arrangement of De Vieni alla Finestra from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's opera Don Giovanni.
And this is on Sound Liberation's new album called Lenio, called Open Up Your Ears and Get Some.
Courtesy of Noise Punk.
And this is featuring Das Crooner on vocals, of
course.
And on a budget, like four of them in the end there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, four of them singing harmony and stuff. Four crooners.
Wasn't that cool?
Your money!
Give us your money! Calvos.org.
Give us your money!
And go to the PenPal link.
PayPal.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
PayPal link.
Fucking asshole.
And that's how we can do it, because you know we're worthy.
Let's hear some more music about money. So,
yes.
To inspire you guys.
Here's
an
obscure excerpt from an opera of a wonderful...
It's not obscure opera. Everybody knows this opera. Bartok, come on.
Yeah, you're right. It's his only opera, titled Bluebeard's Castle. Bluebeard, of course, was the blue-bearded guy that killed all of his wives once he married them. Thank you.
That's his theme song.
Anyway, this is a small excerpt from this opera where... in the whole opera, he opens all these seven doors in his property, showing to his current wife, Judith. She is curious about what he's all about, and he opens each one of these seven doors.
Your story's getting long and boring.
Shut up, man. Anyway, this is door number three, where he opens the door and she sees all his wealth. And naturally, she's mesmerized by it until she notices that there's blood stains on it. Each door that is open for her.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah. She notices in each door that there is an aspect of blood involved, implying the fact that she ultimately will be killed by the end of the opera.
All right, let's play this.
So here it is. This is door number three.
Who's playing it?
It features the
London
singers.
Symphony Orchestra.
Hold on a second. The mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig and bass Walter Berry, along with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by István Kertész, here on...
Dingleberry.
What?
Can't. Sorry. Give us your money!
You're a moron.
Door number 3 from the opera Bluebeard's Castle by Béla Bartók here on Noise Punk and Das Kuhner. That was Christa Ludwig as Judith and Walter Berry. What? You can't even say it right. Walter Berry, bass Walter Berry, was Bluebeard along with the London Symphony Orchestra under the direction of István Kertész.
He had blue balls and things.
Man, the opera world is getting pissed off.
I don't care about the opera.
Between your De Vieni a la Finestra arrangement and your wonderful description of certain famous singers in the world, you're going to get your ass kicked in the opera world.
Oh, who's going to kick my ass? A big, strong, gay, tenor, baritone women?
We need your money!
Give us your money.
Yes. Right. Go to calvos.org, assuming you're not on it already. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to the show unless you're on Podorama. But in any case, calvos.org, and then ultimately, what's PayPal?
PayPal.
PayPal link.
Okay. We're going to play quickly. One piece from Charles' opera, one excerpt from a Charles' opera, and one excerpt from my opera. Now, Charles, your opera is called Redemption.
Redemption.
And this is a part called...
This is the last monologue that concludes the opera. Basically, this is not directly money-related, but it is about loss. In this case, the tenor, the private in this opera, has given his life so that she commits a murder, and he takes the blame for it and gets executed. And this is her lamenting aria, which brings the opera to a happy close. As all operas should be when they close. They should all be happy jolly when you lose your loved one. But anyway.
And for my opera,
no, it's a sarcasm, by the way.
Is a song actually by Charles Coleman. And this excerpt is called Satire. And it's Horace, the great Roman writer, philosopher, talking about money. And it's his satire on money. So first we play
the conclusion to Redemption by Charles Coleman, a.k.a. Das Kuhner, followed by an excerpt from Satire.
No, an excerpt from Money.
Money. Oh, the piece is called Satire.
Yeah, but the opera's called Money.
Got it. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kuhner.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Haven't you taken me? storm wouldn't make you cleave less to money. Nor would winter, fire, the sea, and salt. Nothing would even slow you. Such a high penny. 100,000 bushels may be threshed upon your floor. That won't make your belly hold any more than mine. Look, how can it matter to a man living within nature's limits if he plows 100 acres or 1,000? Nice to draw from such a big reserve. When from my little heap I can take as much. You're at that. As if you wanted a drink, no more than a pitcher full or glass full. And said, I'd rather drink the same amount from a big river than from this little stream. And so those who enjoy quantity more than they really should are ripped away with roaring off of Goose's banks and carried off. But a man who only asks for what he needs will drink no but fouled water, and he won't lose his life by drowning. Still, since love's desires fool a large portion of mankind, they'll tell you nothing's enough. What we owe, be miserable, for that's a choice they freely made. You have money bags amassed from everywhere just to sleep and gasp upon. To you they're sacred, or they're works of art to be enjoyed only with the eyes. Don't you know the value of money, what it's used for? If I spread a pint of wine and whatever else a human being needs to survive, not to suffer,
staying awake, have lived with terror, living night and day. If you're up over streets of fires of slaves, might rob you as they run away. You'll like this life of such advantages. I hope I'll always be thoroughly deprived.
Excerpts from two recently written operas. The first was Redemption, the conclusion to Redemption, by Charles Coleman, a.k.a. Das Kuhner. That was Elizabeth Cherry, the soprano soloist, singing that big monologue. Thomas Carl Beau was conducting. And then after that, we heard the satire movement from Gene Pritzker's opera, Money, featuring yours truly, Charles Coleman, as vocal soloist.
And speaking of money, give it to us.
We need your money.
Go to calvas.org to support this program and other program that calvas.org does. There's a lot
because
of...
Because they're that damn good.
Good over there, that website. Press PayPal, give us $10, $20, anything we'll do. We just need to raise a little money, a couple of million, nothing much.
Yeah. I mean, the more the merrier.
The more the merrier. Yeah. And if you enjoyed this show, Noise Punk, the Scrooner, please give us a couple of dollars. And if you have enjoyed this show throughout, you've known that on this show we have had many live performances with guests in the studio performing. And I put a little collage. Collage?
Or yes, medley? That'll work.
Yeah. Little collage of a bunch of performances that we've enjoyed here at Dust Crooner. Not all that we've enjoyed. I just went through it. We had more probably, but this is the ones I found.
But we're so damn good that it was hard to make a choice.
Yes. So, yeah. So here it is. And this is going to be our last segment here for the show. But we'll come back afterwards and talk some more. So,
you need our money. We need your money.
You need our money. We're giving the money away. All right. So here it is. Live performances at Noise Punk and Dust Crooner Collage.
Enjoy.
Improvisionary.
Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha!
Joy it in their praise. And when you list your own mishaps to mourn, which death or love or fortune's wreck did raise, your string could soon to sadder tenor turn, and teach the woods and waters to lament your doleful dreariment. Now lay those sorrowful complaints aside, and having all your heads with garland crowned, help me, mine own love.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do a rough, a very bad day.
É para a onda do mar, batendo contra o tambor, entrando a rítmica do sal, a rítmica da dor. Copacabana, 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 Copacabana. Pitete as mãos na janela, as prostitutas de barro, incandescentes as coxas das góias donzelas. Copacabana, 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 Copacabana.
medo, a solidão sem festejos. Tudo se perde em areia, revistas, pulsos e beijos.
Oh, yes, it brings me back. A montage of past shows featuring live performances from various guests like Dan Barrett, Dan Cooper, Arthur Campella, and various others.
A lot of people there. Yeah.
It's been 3 years, almost 3 years.
3 years. We started the show back in September 2005. And now it's 2008.
And we make
March.
History with every show, and that's why we need your money if you want this to go on. And how should they contribute?
Go about that. Yes.
Go about that.
Go to calvos.org. calvos.org.
And go to what link?
PayPal.
PayPal.
And give us some money.
Because we can use it. Whatever you can give, we're not begging. We just know that we're worthy.
Oh, and here comes the theme music.
Oh, my God. There it is.
Well, that was show number 28, where we begged for money.
And we hope to do lots more after this.
That show was called Money Shot.
And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner.